I'm amazed by the metaphor, water all the time, because the liquidity, mobility, and also that kind of imagination is about women or about dream. And also because, and actually I'm quite indulging water, that poetic space or the sensory bring me. For example, my father went to Hong Kong as an illegal immigrant. So water kind of a root to me somehow, really related to my something in my body. So I feel I want to write something on it, just simply want to write something on it. And I think we disconnected with water a long time ago. Hong Kong actually is a peninsula and also an island. Actually,
an archipelago.
Yeah. It should be with water, but we disconnected with water a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But actually, my father or our older generation actually all came from water. And highly related to water. So I want to write more on it. So it, actually, this is only a start only.
And in her story, the water, it has like the power to kill and also the power to rejuvenate, to turn like old people into like teenagers.
Yeah.
So it's sort of, there's a crisis in the school and a girl exploded and water just seeped out from her. And then whatever the, like wherever the water touches would either kill that person or turn them into a kid. And Pak Thai took that idea and turned it into an epidemic.
I stole the ideas from
her. So, and, come on.
And imagine that what would happen after the incidents mentioned in her stories. After the incidents few years, what would happen? In my stories, I think water is about the possibility of understanding. Or the understanding about the past and other people. And it's also about, is it possible for empathy to solve the social conflict in Hong Kong? Yeah. So it's just a metaphor. It can be another thing for me.
Yeah, and I like how you use the word fluid in the title, because fluid obviously from the body or outside, and also obviously that kind of wordplay with change, fluidity, right, of Hong Kong is really, really interesting. I mean, there a lot of the artists and writers I've spoken to, not just in Hong Kong, but elsewhere in Singapore and Vancouver, have talked about this idea of uncertainty as linked to the changing coastlines or like water, and, you know, your anthology thinks about that, and obviously through climate change and dystopia. How is it specifically in Hong Kong, thinking about political uncertainty, thinking about the uncertainty of Hong Kong's geographical boundaries and borders? I mean, like, what is that like for you practicing as artists and writers here right now? I mean, you can talk about the work through the work or just generally.
Somehow, I think transformation or the breakdown something quite important to me, no matter physically or my imagination. Because in Hong Kong, we always suppressed quite a. I don't know how. There's so many different power suppressing us. Different kinds of layer or energy just come here. And I always think about how to break down all these things. And I think liquidity and kind of that kind of that kind of really amazed me. So I wanted to explore more on it. And I never thought about, you write about empathy. I don't know.
In his story, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. You're really concerned taking it as a solution, as a kind of a.
It's a question for
me. Okay.
I'm not sure whether it should be. Because it was a solution, or treated as a solution in quite a lot of discussions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, usually when people are talking about a conflict, something like, the solution should be communications. Mm-hmm. But is this possible? I don't know. Mm-hmm. For me, it's a question.
Yeah,
I think I need to explain how it happens, because in the story, the water, it has the power to store like memories of people that the water killed. So there are like a bunch of mediums, like in the community, and then when the medium touches the water or immerse herself in the water, then she can get the memories of other people. So in a sense, she has an understanding of people's past life, and then that's how people can start to communicate with each other. It's about empathy, about understanding, and hopefully, because like I think the project started after the Umbrella Revolution, Umbrella Movement. So sorry, it's very important. Umbrella Movement.
Yes.
So I think during that time, a lot of people, like at least I felt very powerless because of all the like the government is doing shit, and then there's not much that I can do or we could do, and that's why I started a project. And then these writers like are sort of through their story suggesting kind of solutions, not solution, a possible potential to solve this kind of problem.